Right, Vincent?
Thank you, Chairman. The progress report from Task Force on Kai-Tak Harbourfront Development is tabled as paper number three. So during this period, it's been very busy time with a lot of things ongoing at Kai-Tak. We have three formal meetings and two workshops during this period, and this is probably the longest report tabled for the commission discussion. Very precisely, the 24th meeting was held on 13th of January 2017. We have discussed three items: revitalization of Choi Ping River proposed by Drainage Service Department. Second, Central Kowloon Route proposed temporary government land allocation for works area at Kai-Tak proposed by the Highway Department. And three, proposed short-term tenancy by open tender of Tourism Nook site as former Kai-Tak runway proposed by the Lands Department. So members give comments on this proposal, all were given green light, of course, with comments related to the harbor planning principles and guideline. Well, I would like member to note the details as written in the report, and I'm not going to elaborate further. 25th meeting held on the 24th of February 2017. We have discussed A, the update on implementation of public creative in Kai-Tak development, and the design of Station Square at Kai-Tak proposed by the LCSD and designed by the RJSD. So again, we note the progress of the public creative and the design of the station squares. So member generally in support of the two initiatives and given comments on maximizing the effectiveness and public enjoyment. The third meeting was the 26th meeting held on the 5th of April 2017. I think the major discussion was actually on the amendment incorporated in the draft Kai-Tak outline zoning plan. So basically, it is a overall review of that Kai-Tak area. First started the planning, the first OZP was started in the period of 2004 to 2006 when we undergone a very intensive public engagement exercise. So recently there is a rezoning, overall rezoning by intensifying the density as well as some rezoning of land use to increase the supply of housing and office land. Right, so there has been a very lengthy discussion, including workshop on particularly the Kai-Tak runway area, where the consultant have undergone some further urban design study. So in conclusion, member had no objection to the proposed amendment put forward by the project team, except one area is regarding the development of the VTC campus as the Chau Kok Leng waterfront. And to report to the commission, and I, on behalf of the Kai-Tak Task Force, received 40,000 signature from the members of the public living in
So did the chairman.
living in Laguna City. Right. Other items including Kai-Tak development stage two infrastructure work for the development and southern part of former runway, landscape design and associate open space. So members note that this is undergoing a construction process. So we are brief on the progress of the project as well as the detailed landscape design and associate open space. And there are two other things, other project that, well, members give comment via circulation. Is the Avenue Park as Kai-Tak as well as Kowloon East Regional Headquarters and Operation Base come out of called Divisional Police Station. So, Chairman, that is my report for this period. Thank you.
Thank you. A lot of hard work. Thank you. Members, any questions of Vincent? No?